things that have been agreed to by both the House and the Senate. And we'll begin with Article 2.
Two, three, four, five, six, and seven.
Is there any discussion? These are all budget items relating to either the hospital or HMO surcharge.
Four.
Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. Could we clarify that the Senate numbers are what you took on Section 4? That the increase for hospitals is 5% the first year, and then it drops down to 0.63.
That was what was on our spreadsheet.
Thank you.
He's talking about whether the numbers in item number 4.
But they're, yeah.
We never changed it.
Okay.
Okay, so this is over with.
It's in that now.
Madam Chair, in Article 2, I would move House Sections 11, 12, 13.
It's a chiropractor. I'm not sure if it had a savings or not.
Okay, but so don't, we just don't know.
Seven. Yes.
Okay.
All the same.
So that was a motion to adopt in Article 2, House 11, 12, and 13. Those sections. Is House there any 11. Discussion? This has to do with therapies. Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Now on 14, we weren't sure. Limits payments for chiropractic services, and we weren't sure if that was in the fiscal note or not. Can anyone on the staff of the House tell us?
Madam Chair, I understand it was all part of a package. I don't know how they fiscal noted it, though.
Were the limits on chiropractic service included in the?
It was a very small.
In the budget item that we adopted?
Yeah, it was a package.
The House staff know.
Well, the implication when we had the testimony was that this was added out of fairness to the providers, but that it didn't have a fiscal impact. So I'm just trying to find out.
Madam Chair, I think that they, in talking to Mr. Walls, I think these were part of a package under one line item, but I think probably should clarify this to double check.
Well, let's just leave that one on hold then.
Same section.
So we did.
Same article, I mean,
yeah,
two?
Yeah, this is all two.
All these are two. And then in Article 2, I'd move Senate Section 12. We're going to skip this one. 19.
Senate Section 12 has to do with the two-way video for pharmacy. Those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Then we'll skip 18 and go to Senate 19. How about let's do 19 and 20. So I move those two.
House or Senate?
19 and 20.
The Senate again.
Of 19?
We need to say that they can change the language. Okay. Senate 19 is the emergency room withhold, and Section 20, we need to allow them to staff to correct that to match the spreadsheet. So I'd move Sections 19 and Section 20.
Any discussion?
Madam Chair, just to that withhold thing, I know there were some concerns on the county-based people, or somebody thought they couldn't probably do that. I favor trying to reduce this kind of thing. Have they talked to you about that? If those are targets that they could shoot for, but they couldn't necessarily guarantee that they would do it.
Well, county-based purchasing is supposed to be one of the best things we have on the face of the earth. I'm sure they'll be able to meet these withhold targets.
Yeah, but it was them. I just forget what group was talking about. If it was UCARE or somebody, but they were just concerned that that would be difficult to do. And so I'm just bringing it up, and I'm sure they'd mention it to you. So it may come up again later.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Why don't we skip that till we get it straight? See, wants to have to. That's 21.
They had a party. We can go. We'll cover it. Goes till 6.
So I would move Senate language 21, that's the 1.5% payment reduction for positions and professional services. And we have it in our tails. Okay, so there. So we had it in the first year, the House did, the Senate had it in the tails, and we're going to combine those. So we had asked the staff to combine those two, the House and the Senate language, and then adjust the reductions to the spreadsheet. Senate language or that. And then we will need the Senate language on the rates billed by physicians employed by and clinics owned by a nonprofit HMO. And we will need the House provision as it refers to the effective date, which is June 1, 2010. The Senate was October 1, 2010. So we're going with the House language on the date.
Any further discussion of that motion?
That's a little confusing of a motion. Did we include House Section C on House 36?
I believe so. That was in the House position, and it was adopted.
Okay. Thank you. It's a good idea.
Does the June 1 effective date apply to paragraph D?
July 1?
Which is the 25% rate increase?
I believe that should be the Senate date.
So this one goes with...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Date. This one goes with the House increase. Well, that would be October. We would like the Senate date to go with the Senate language.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Next is Senate Section 22. Relates to dental services.
This is for state-operated dental.
Yeah, that's it.
Representative Huntley moves the adoption of that Senate language. Any discussion?
22, was it? 22, Madam Chair?
Yes. Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. House 41.
House 41.
Madam Chair? Madam Chair, I just have a bigger question. I heard you're going to meet with Dr. Sulik today.
We did.
And you came to some agreement on all this. Is that...
The things we were discussing are not things we're acting on right now, but we will be later.
Okay. Thank you.
41 has to do with the Medicare payment limit being applied to Medicaid. It was adopted by the conference committee, and I think we just need to add language to the House position that would exempt mental health services.
So, Madam Chair, I'd move Section 41 of the House language and direct staff to include the House language that exempted medical health from that.
Some people's kids.
Mental health.
What did I say, medical health? Mental health. I could use a little myself.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
41.
It's like being homeless.
That's right. You just have to feel comfortable.
Next is Senate Section 26, which is on page 22 of the summaries, and that's a withhold from managed care plans and county-based purchasing payments under Minnesota Care. And it will be paid back at a later date. So I'd move the Section 26 of the Senate language.
Is this it?
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And then I would move Section 27 of the Senate language. This increases Minnesota Care payments to managed care plans and county-based purchasing plans by 1.28%.
Any discussion?
We got to talk to the counties.
Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Can we just hold? I know. Thank you. 26, the 3% withhold, is that with, what is that in? Does that include the language that we amended onto that? Or is that not the same area?
No. It is the same area, but we haven't adopted that language, that part of the language yet.
The language we just adopted includes they can't pass it through to providers? That's in the Senate language, correct?
We're going to need to revisit that issue.
But that's what we just adopted?
No.
Where's that language, Madam Chair?
That's another topic.
Madam Chair, this is a withhold that they get paid back. The rateable reduction is a rider.
Oh, that's a different thing. Sorry. Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's keep going.
Next is Senate Section 28. Clarifies that the asthma MA demonstration project must include home environmental assessments and in-home asthma education.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
And next we go to House 58, which is at the bottom of page 23. And this continues the COBRA coverage until August 31, 2011. And this is related to, I think, federal changes in the Federal Reform Bill, or is it the one of the jobs bills?
I think both, Madam Chair.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Okay, Senate Article
10.
Next, we go to page 27, and it's the Senate language in Article 5, Sections 10 and 11.
We need instructions to make sure there's the numbers match the spreadsheet.
And staff will make sure that the numbers match the spreadsheet.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Okay, now we're going to Article 3 and Senate sections. I would move Senate sections 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And those are on page 2. And they relate.
I think they want to hold this one.
Okay. I'll amend that to we're going to hold on Section 4. Because I don't think we've agreed on that yet.
Let's track the Article 3.
The other 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6 we have agreed upon.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? No. Motion is adopted.
And now we're going to House Section 1, which relates to TEFRA fees. And is that the one that has the Abler Amendment on it?
We added the amendment already.
Okay. So that I would move that we adopt.
Did we hold on it? We held on it, so we need to decide.
Is that the one with the sliding fee thing?
Yeah.
I think we
Let's just hold on that one. So we're not going to do House Section 1, and next we are going to Senate 8,
talk to Ann Henry,
Senate 9. Senate 8 is the surcharge on intermediate care facilities, which both sides have agreed to, and Section 9 is the
actually makes it rich
senior link age line service.
It pushes it up.
For registering housing with services establishments.
Ann wrote it. I don't know.
Any?
Which one are we on?
Eight. So I would move sections 8 and 9.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Next, I would move section 10. This reduces the number of hours per month that a personal care assistant may provide and be paid.
This is in the tails.
And this is in the tails.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Next is, I would move section 11.
PCA.
We reduce the PCA hours in the tails that we would pay for down to 275 hours from the current 310-hour limit.
Chair, we're just moving really fast, and we're trying to find out what we
did. Okay.
Prior to this, that is one that I'm personally against, but it's
duly noted. Let's continue. Do we have a motion on section 11 now?
So I have moved section 11.
Madam Chair, doesn't section 11 have to do with that section 4 that we didn't adopt earlier?
I believe this section was acceptable. It's only section 4 that's not.
Madam Chair, does this have a cost or a fiscal impact?
Let's hold this one too then.
So we'll hold section 11. Section 12. I'd move section 12. This reduces service component rates and service rate limits for customized living services.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Go to Senate Section 14. This is in the tails, and it suspends the nursing facility rebasing rate adjustments.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is adopted.
You're fine. Being rude.
16.
Some grapes out there. Strawberry.
Goes with the surcharge.
Okay, section 16. I would move that.
A lot of people there.
And that goes with the surcharge, so they get an increase in payment really per bed per day.
Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Maybe I can just ask the staff, is there an amendment that goes in here?
There is an amendment that would replace section 15.
Yes. So maybe it'd be a good time to consider that.
Added to section 15 or replaces. Okay. So I would move the A20 amendment, and that replaces the language in Senate section 15. And somebody wants to describe what's in the amendment.
It would, section 15 in the Senate prohibits EHS from limiting the number of adult waiver recipients that would be living under one roof in the customized living area. And that would be deleted and replaced by this language that would be a study. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. And we should adopt section 15.
Okay, and then I would move section 15 as amended.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
So now we're going to Article 4. We have one item that we would agree to, and that's Senate Section 2, which is on page 3 of the comparisons. And
we have to add this. This is an amendment to the bill. So we need to do this and add this. So the motion is to adopt Section 2. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And what do we need about the repealer?
We're repealing the work participation bonus, and we need to just approve the staff to add language to have a repealer in the bill about that.
Okay, I would make that motion.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Article 5. Sweet. Senate Section 1.
Senate Section 1 is on page 5.
Get your message. I'm not going in.
And I would move Senate Section 1.
This deals with private duty nursing. Is there any discussion?
Is Madam Chair, is this the one that... No, this is not the mandate on insurance. This is,
okay.
Where is it? Okay.
So those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Senate Section 2 is the what? This is the couples on the brink project at the university, and I would recommend its approval.
Those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
I'd say this was the only life.
What for funding?
One vote.
Oh, okay. So that was adopted.
Thank you for fees.
Madam Chair.
Representative Thiessen.
I would like to move Article 5, Section 2, and I'd like a roll call.
So this is a section in the House bill that deals with the coverage of autism.
Where is it?
Madam Chair, this is the section that deals with insurance plans and requires them to fund ABA treatment for these individuals.
So a roll call has been requested, so we need to call the roll.
Representative Abler?
Yes.
Representative Hosh?
Yes.
Representative Thiessen?
Yes.
Representative Clark? Representative Huntley?
Yes.
Senator Berglund?
No.
Senator Lori?
No.
Senator Pretner Solon?
No.
Senator Sharon?
No.
Senator Dill?
Motion is not adopted.
We're on section four, which is on page 9, and I would move the Senate language in section 4. Makes changes to the controlled substance prescription electronic reporting. This is related to the NASPR requirements.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And next we're going to House 15, which is on page 10, and it relates to adult foster care, data privacy and security.
And this was in a Senate outlier bill.
It was in the House side in this bill and in the Senate bill in a different bill. So I would move House language in section 15.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And now we're going to Senate sections 15 and 16, which are on page 18.
15. That's kind of what we do. Yeah. I think so.
And I would move Senate sections 15 and 16. This increases the marriage license fee for couples who have not completed the premarital education, and
it pays for that.
Sends appropriates $5 of the marriage license fee to the University of Minnesota for the Minnesota Couples on the Brink project.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Do the other one.
And next we're going to section 19 of the Senate on page 19.
And this is a continuation of the NASPR.
Again, this relates to the controlled substance abuse study and relates to the NASPR recommendations.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. To adopt. Can the staff just indicate on section Article 5, there's a repealer that we should be adopting?
Madam Chair, if it's the 2009 Chapter 79, Article 7, that went with the CD pilot projects, and it was included in that amendment when we adopted Senator Rosen's bill.
Oh, so we've taken care of it already?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to suggest now that we take a break and that we reconvene at 7:30. We have some more of this paperwork we can go through at that time and see what else we can do then. That meeting is in recess.
Some kind of an amendment ready or t-